A good and every Yom Kippur, my Jewish Florida. The great Rabbi Dessler in his Michta Eliyahu quotes a sefer, the work of Tolas Yaakov, who points out that the Ora Gunas, the prime Ora light, is revealed to the Jewish people on Yom Kippur. And that light, that emes, that truth, allows you and I to push away all the typical distortions, rationalizations, justifications, which typically blind us to the sins, to the shortcomings that we have. And not only does that allow us to do a proper tshuva, repentance on Yom Kippur, but it also empowers us and allows us to look to the future with clearer eyes. There is an amazing story of somebody, a student, who once came to the great Kotzker Rebbe almost 200 years ago. This student traveled to the Beis Medrash in Kotzk, and the first day there, the Kotzk Rebbe sees him, and he asks him, "Why did you travel to Kotzk?" And the student told him, "I came to Kotzk, which was renowned for its pursuit of truth and its deep analysis and search for God at some level, Hashem at some level." So the student, trying to impress the Rebbe, told the Rebbe, "I came to Kotzk to find God." And the Kotzker Rebbe heard this. He said, "You came to Kotzk to find God? What a waste of a trip! God's everywhere. You don't have to come to Kotzk to find God." So the student, who was expecting a pat on the back, is baffled. And he asked the Kotzker Rebbe, "So Rebbe, why did I come here?" He said, "You didn't come to Kotzk to find Hashem. You didn't come to Kotzk to find God. You came to Kotzk to find yourself. You came to Kotzk to find yourself." And at some level, every Jew who comes to Yom Kippur looks to find themselves. As I remember when I was a Rav for many years in California, it was remarkable. We had a very strong Orthodox shul, many people learned intensely every day. At the same time, every Yom Kippur, there were all kinds of Jews from all levels, some not speaking a word of Hebrew, would come to the shul, all searching for not only a connection to Hashem, but a deeper connection to who they are. Maori Verei, my great teacher, Matisyal Salman, was once asked by an advanced tourist and by a Kollel person, he said, "Rebbe, why do we always pray for life? If you look at the liturgy of Yom Kippur, we ask, V'chaseinu v'chaim, oh, we should, Michamoch, Rachman, b'chaim, l'chaim, chaim, it's always a question about life." So Matisyal told the student, he said that the reason that we're asking for life on Yom Kippur is that we're to teach us that each, you and I, we all have a purpose in this world, and we cannot escape the purpose. And we ask Hashem, give us the life that we're supposed to live. That's the request that we're constantly asking for life. And Rav Matisyahu said that the truth is, if you look in the Mishneh Berurah, the great Chafetz Chaim, in Tov Resh Chaf Beis, the Katan Zion, when he describes why we read the book of Yonah, the book of Jonah, on Yom Kippur, the Chafetz Chaim says to teach us, "She'en yecholim livroich b'nei Hashem Yisbarach." You cannot escape from Hashem. You cannot escape your purpose in this world. And Yonah and Jonah, who looked to escape his purpose, he ultimately came to realization that he can't escape his purpose. And that's why you and I read the book of Yonah and Yom Kippur. Interestingly, the Sharatzion, the Chafetz Chaim's footnotes on the Mishneh Berurah, quote an amazing Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon, in his commentary on Yonah and Jonah, says the following thing. He says that the book of Yonah, that story that happens to Yonah, happens to every single human being, every single Jew. That people look at this world, and if they don't fulfill their purpose, they will have to come back in another Gilgal, another reincarnation, to do that purpose. Because says the Vilna Gaon, the greatest sage of the past 500 years, every single purpose, every single Yid, every single Jew has a purpose in this world. And they, and only they, can fulfill their purpose. Everyone has this God-given purpose in this world. And really, at some level, one of the greatest clarities that we can have on Yom Kippur is to find your and I's unique purpose. To hear the call, the voice of Kol Nidre, the voice of Yom Kippur, that light of the Oraganas, that supernal light, that primordial light, which empowers us to look deep into ourselves without the typical biasedness that block us from our own unique purpose, and to come to that purpose in this world. To just get by in life, says the Vilna Gaon in Yonah, it's not enough. It's not a question of getting by, it's a question of living the life we're supposed to live. I saw an amazing story a few years ago by Edward Reichman. Edward Reichman was the oldest of the very famous Reichman family, of a family of billionaires, of Jewish leaders, of philanthropists from Toronto who gave to the entire Jewish world. And this Edward Reichman died as a billionaire in 2005. And he wrote a tzava, a will. And he actually had two specific instructions. One that they opened when he passed away, and one they opened at the Shloshim after 3 days. And when he passed away, he had one specific direction. He said that he wants to be buried with his socks on, which is contrary to Jewish tradition. And when his children went to the Chevra Kedusha, the Jewish Burial Society, and they asked to bury their father with his socks on, the Chevra Kedusha said, no way. It's against Jewish tradition, against Jewish custom. And they discussed it and they pushed, but they were very religious Jews and the Chevra Kedusha didn't let it. The father asked for it, but there was nothing they can do. And when day 30 came, after he passed away, after Reichman passed away, they opened the next tzava, the next will of instructions. And there it says as follows. It said, to my dear children and grandchildren, by now, you must have buried me without my socks. And this is to teach you a very important thing. You can die a billionaire in this world, and you can't even take your socks with you. Always remember, he wrote to his descendants, to use your money, your abilities, and your life to make the most of it, to live the life you're supposed to live. And that really, that message is for all of us on Yom Kippur. The message is that all of us have a specific reason to live, a specific purpose in this world. And with the Or HaGanos, with that great light of Yom Kippur, all of us can get that clarity to live the life that we could live, to live the life that we must live, to fill our purpose in this world. And wish everybody a Hatzlacha, good luck. We should all be able to tap in to that Or HaGanos, to fulfill our purpose. And in that merit, we should be inscribed in the book of eternal life, the book of Bracha in this world and the next world. Wishing everybody a Gemar Chesima Tovah.